Monsieur Pamplemousse Investigates by Michael Bond. Dramatized in 3 episodes by Alec Rowe. With Gordon Kay as Monsieur Pamplemousse and Trevor Martin as his bloodhound, Pommes Frites. Episode 1, Black Tuesday.
Nationality, French, and proud to be French. City, world capital of culture, Paris. And district, Montmartre, home to artists, to the Moulin Rouge, the Sacré-Cœur, and to my friend, colleague, and patron, Aristide Pamplemousse. Distinguishing features, deeply sunk eyes and large ears. That's me, not him. Colouring, black and tan. Weight, 50 kilos. Name, Pommes Frites. Breed, Limier. Or as you say in English, where, parbleu, it sounds much better, bloodhound.
Pain au sucre for you.
Thank you, Doucette.
Croissant for me.
Haven't you forgotten someone?
Oh, yes, yes, and a croissant for you, Pommes Frites.
The day begins like any day. Le petit déjeuner. Monsieur reads his paper. Madame tries to get sense from him.
I presume you'll be home late?
Today is the traditional printer's day.
And the traditional printer's day lunch.
It is an important occasion.
An excuse for overdoing it.
Overdoing what, Cherie?
Everything.
Doucette, you know very well that today is the culmination of the entire year's work.
Yes, I know.
For 12 hard months, we food inspectors have scoured the restaurants of France.
Nice work if you can get it.
Our guide to the nation's restaurants.
Yes, the oldest. I know.
The most prestigious.
Selling over 1 million copies. Spare me. I know. And featuring almost 10,000 establishments. No wonder you have indigestion.
Doucette, if we are to keep ahead of younger rivals like Michelin, we must respect tradition. And today, as I say, is the traditional day that our material is sent to the printers. A week today, the traditional third Tuesday in March, the new edition of Le Guide will roll from the presses. Today is a day of celebration.
Sir, you'll be home late.
Yes.
Thank you.
So long as nothing goes wrong.
Nothing will go wrong. How many times do I have to tell you?
But this is the first time the operation has been entrusted to a computer.
Aristide, computers are more reliable than people.
Everything's more reliable than people.
I'm too old for change.
Look at Madame Grant. Nobody could be more traditional than her.
True. Smells of mothball.
Yet you tell me she's adapted. There you are, then. Old dogs can learn new tricks.
Depends on the tricks, Madame.
Madame Grant is head of the accounts department, and therefore not to be confused with members of the human race.
Aristide.
What now?
Every day.
What?
You know what. Every day you skim the front page, then bang, straight to the obituaries. It's morbid.
I am older than you, Doucette. It is a great comfort to have daily proof that my generation is, by and large, still in the land of the living. Nom de nom!
Serves you right. You found somebody younger than you.
This can't be right. It's Henri Leclerc.
Dead?
But of course dead. That's what obituaries are for. It's here. The director of Le Guide is dead. This is terrible. Terrible.
Show me. Don't believe it.
Here. See for yourself. Mon Dieu. And today. Today of all days.
Oh, it's probably a mistake. Look. They've even got the date wrong.
What date?
It says he died next Tuesday. If they've got that wrong, they can get everything wrong.
Well, that has nothing to do with it. This is dreadful. He looked so well when I saw him last.
There's an easy way to check. Phone the office.
Monsieur le directeur dead. Restaurant lines the length and breadth of France will be lowered in respect.
Well, if he's dead, he's dead. Your black suit is hanging up in the plastic bag behind the vacuum cleaner.
Please do set. Engaged.
Maybe they'll cancel lunch and you'll be home early for once. Even if they don't, you'll be spared the director's speech.
Good thinking.
How can you be so cold-hearted?
You've always complained that once he gets going, nothing in this world can stop him.
Now he's about to see how he'll get on in the next.
Behind the vacuum, you said?
Yes. Oh, I'd better tie a black bow on Pommes Frites' collar.
Oh, madame, for God's sake.
Aristide, I don't mean to be...
I know, my little couscous. Bad news takes us all in different ways.
If you see the director's wife, tell her how sorry I am. Truly, Henri Leclerc was a very great man.
Funny thing, death. One moment you're there, the next, you're gone. Termini. And yet, and this is the significant thing, and yet, and I speak as one who knows, the scent lingers on. Illogical or what? I hope I don't meet any of the guards in our lot wearing this black bow. Street cred means a lot to us dogs.
Pamplemousse!
Oh, that's Grandier. Another of Leguide's inspectors. Comes from Savoy, smells of sausage. Nice man.
How are you, Grandier?
Aristide. Bonjour.
What a day.
I was halfway to the office when I heard. I have to go back for the dark suit. Hello, Pomfret. Oh, like the bow. The guide will still be delivered to the printers as usual, I presume.
It's what Monsieur le Directeur would have wished.
And after all the upheaval of the computerization.
Unbelievable.
If you ask me, there's a jinx on the place.
What makes you say that?
Last week.
Tell me. I've been on the road for a month.
Somebody put a piranha fish in the main entrance fountain.
Oh, dear. What did it do?
Ate all the goldfish and scared hell out of Lynette from the typing pool at lunchtime. She was sitting on the side as usual and only dangled her hand in the water for a split second.
Oh, no.
Nasty.
Nasty?
Well, it could have been worse. She'd regained the power of speech by the weekend.
Poor Lynette.
Poor Lynette.
Lucky she was wearing gloves. It's put her off sandwiches for life, mind.
Well, it would.
Of course, Aristide, you've got more cause to be grateful to Henri Leclerc than most.
We had a special relationship.
True. He shouted less at you than at anybody.
It dates back to my days in the police. Without Henri Leclerc, I would never have worked for Leguide. I did him once, what shall we call it, a favour while working on a case.
Ah, well, Force's loss was Leguide's gain. And Pomfret's a bonus.
Told you he was a nice man.
Oh, yes. They allowed Pomfret to take early retirement with me.
I was Sniffer Dog of the Year, you know. Speaking of which, something smells suspiciously like television.
Just look at all that. They don't waste much time, do they?
Only to be expected. Monsieur le Directeur was a respected public figure.
Radio car? Two television units
and half the Paris press outside the headquarters of Leguide. Cables everywhere. Ah, well, a mortuous new Missy Bowman.
Mistakes do, of course, happen from time to time.
Listen, it is Monsieur le Directeur himself. Look, on that screen, in the van.
It should be said, we at Leguide are less familiar with them than
it's him.
Establishments pretend they're fast.
Do you ever remember him giving an interview, Aristide?
Definitely not. He had the utmost suspicion of the media.
Yeah. It must be an old clip. How poignant.
Ineffably sad.
It goes without saying that while I'm deeply grateful for the concern everyone has shown, I'm deeply disapproving of such an idiotic prank on the part of some as yet unidentified moron.
Just as we remember him. Forthright.
Angry.
And very pompous.
This is, I repeat, a live broadcast, and not a publicity stunt. Was never had need of such, nor, while I remain in charge, ever will. Thank you, that's all.
Thank you, Henri Leclerc. And with that typically forthright rebuttal of the announcement in today's edition of Le Figaro of the death of the director of one of France's foremost institutions, Leguide, we return to the studio.
Extraordinary.
Well, at least we can be sure of the printer's day lunch.
Excellent.
After you, Glandier. Come on.
I'll tell you something for nothing. There'll be something else. Disasters always go in threes.
Oh, let's hope not. Come on, Pomfret, inside. Vite.
Don't rush me. I'm coming.
Pomplemousse!
I'll see you later, Aristide.
I want a word with you, Pomplemousse.
Ah, good morning, Monsieur le Directeur. So glad that rumours of your death turned out to be grossly exaggerated.
Oh, yes, yes. Good day, Glandier. I've been trying to get hold of you, Pomfret. I shall not rest until I've got to the bottom of this infuriating escapade. God help the culprit if he should turn out to be an employee of this organisation.
Is that what you think?
What other explanation? Michelin wouldn't stoop to such a thing. In any case, they've already sent their condolences in the form of a red rocking chair made of poppies.
I presume you've already been in touch with Le Figaro?
I was on to the editor of that journal the moment the news broke. Apparently, someone phoned the obituary through late yesterday evening. I may say that the junior who accepted it is already looking for another job.
I believe it.
Once today's junketings are over, Pomplemousse, I want you to take charge of the investigation.
What investigation?
We have a traitor in our midst. Smoke him out, Pomplemousse. Your experience in the police force will be invaluable.
I was afraid that would be the case.
This calls for somebody who can keep an ear to the ground, who is also possessed of a nose for the scent of untoward behaviour.
Sounds more like me than him.
Enough. Now, let us hope that the rest of the day passes in its traditional fashion. I think I shall surprise even you, Aristide, with what I have to say.
Oh, what good news.
And now, I must look over my speech. Until later.
Until later, Monsieur le Directeur.
Do we stand here all day? There's food and drink in the boardroom.
What did Monsieur le Directeur want with you?
I'm supposed to find out who's been playing silly buggers. Dear God, look at all of us in our black suits. We look like a convention of undertakers.
Do we talk or do we eat?
Everyone's here now. That means the speech.
Every silver lining is a cloud. Actually, I don't see our head of accounts.
Surprising. You'd think Madame Grant's evil eye would be particularly vigilant on a day like this.
What a display of cheeses. Just look at the table of desserts.
I'm looking.
Shall we first saunter innocently towards the wine table and earmark a bottle or two for later, huh?
You'll have your eye on the butter more rocher from Romossene.
I see your attention is on the old Armagnacs and Cognacs.
We know each other so well, Aristide.
Oh, too late. Now we'll have to wait ages.
Friends! Colleagues! I do not propose to dwell on this morning's events, not even speculate on the motive for such irresponsible action. Rather, I am determined to look ahead, as we all do, to the new edition of Le Guide, to be published in 1 week's time, and whose imminent dispatch to the printers we today celebrate. Our inspectors have visited over 50,000 restaurants and hotels. Of these, fewer than 10,000 have found their way into Le Guide. This is not a denigration of those establishments which have failed to gain entry, but rather a pointer to the high standards upon which we insist. Now, let us remind ourselves, reputations take years to build, but can be destroyed overnight.
That's true.
Never truer.
We come now to the moment you've all been waiting for. I refer to last year's decision to enter the age of the computer. My friends, what has made France great? It is the will, the ability, the enthusiasm to embrace the new while maintaining the best of the old. Thus it is with Le Guide. We have installed a central computer large and powerful enough to see us into the next century. I can ensure those who value our traditional anonymity that it will be jealously guarded. Although our archives and reference library will be second to none, the higher levels of information will be accessed, I believe that is the correct term, accessed by only a few.
Finally.
Pray God.
I hereby institute an award unique in the annals of catering, which only becomes possible with computerization. The Golden Stockpot Lid. Oh. This will be annually awarded to the finest restaurant in the whole of France. A silver lid will go to the runner-up and a bronze to the third. Oh. Into our state-of-the-art computer we have fed every item of information from every inspector's report. And I remind you that besides his or her personal comments, there are 500 questions to be answered on each establishment. The fine detail that has made the Guide preeminent in its field. Ladies and gentlemen, I have here a terminal.
I was wondering what was hidden under the sheet.
He's such an old ham.
Somebody mention ham.
And I shall now issue the appropriate command on the keyboard, which is connected to the mainframe in our computer room. I myself do not as yet know the result. No one does. But I can assure you that such is the miracle of modern science, that it will be as accurate and unbiased as man could possibly devise. Thank you.
He's been practising. Is this exciting for all that Landier?
Who do you think it'll be? Le Sac Parfait near Evian?
La Mer Blanc of Vizily?
Ladies and gentlemen, friends, proud employees of the Guide, the golden stockpot lid awarded to the best, the very best restaurant in the entire nation, and therefore the culinary world, is...
Is who? The suspense is killing me.
Oh, mon Dieu!
What?
He's fainted.
Lack of food? Know how he feels?
Give him air.
Monsieur le directeur.
The pinch out, Aristide. Take it.
Don't panic. I've got it.
Give, Pompey. Give.
Oh, all right. Don't need to snatch.
What does it read?
Oh, mon Dieu.
That's what Monsieur le directeur said.
Tell us the worst.
The one poo Chinese takeaway in Dieppe.
Never heard of it.
You don't remember last year, the ferryboat of English day trippers down with food poisoning in mid-channel.
Serve them right, if you ask me.
If this is computerization, it's the end of civilization as we know it.
Mm.
Well, I'm heading for the cognac. What about you?
Carry on, old friend. I have a terrible suspicion I'm going to need a clear head. As for this infamous sheet of paper, we should keep its contents a secret. The few who know about this, the better.
I told you there'd be a third thing.
Ah, Pomfret. What does it all mean?
Don't ask me, I'm only a dog. Look, this has all been very interesting, but when are we going to eat?
Pamplemousse!
Monsieur le directeur!
In my office at once!
I knew it.
I knew it too.
I hope never to live through another day like this. Oh, thank you, sister.
How are you, sister?
A woman of few words, but a fine nurse.
Are you feeling better, monsieur le directeur?
No.
May I refill your glass?
Oh, the cognac's in the drink cupboard, behind the Coxiferry Book of Bordeaux Wines.
A roulé très rare hors d'âge. I can understand why you keep it hidden.
Oh, help yourself. And on second thoughts, don't. I need you firing on all brain cells.
I wonder what Monsieur Hippolyte Duval, our honoured founder, would say about today.
Take a look at his portrait above the fireplace, Pomplemousse. On second thoughts, give me the roué first. Thank you. Now look.
Non de nom.
Exactly. Someone has given our founder a long black beard and used my own felt tip to draw it.
Sacrilege.
Graffiti, Pomplemousse, can be erased. Damage to the Guide is another matter entirely.
Yes, but serious though it is, there has just been the one error, monsieur, and it has not been publicly announced. The one poo takeaway can surely be easily erased and the correct winner substituted. It's not as if the entire new edition is...
Oh, Aristide.
What? All of it?
Ever heard of the station buffet in Mougins?
Mougins doesn't have a station.
The silver stockpot lid.
Sacré bleu. And the bronze?
Our own canteen. Accusations of nepotism. We'll be a laughing stock. Worse, we'll be sued.
Sued?
How do you know there's no station at Mougins?
Well, because to savour the splendours of the restaurant Moulin de Mougins, which we have always been proud to feature as one of France's premier restaurants, one must drive from Cannes. A journey of exquisite anticipation.
We've awarded the Moulin one bar stool.
One bar stool? The symbol reserved for wayside cafes where one can depend on a good snack.
Plus the comment, should try harder.
Morbleu.
Disaster, Pomplemousse. The Guide is riddled from beginning to end with entries that are a travesty of everything we stand for.
Monsieur le Directeur, I am no expert, but surely somewhere there is a backup to the master disc. A duplicate.
Certainly, but the duplicate is a duplicate of the disastrous disc. Oh. There's no sign of the unspoiled master.
What do you intend?
The Guide has never been late for publication, and it must not happen now. The printers say Friday is the very latest day they can hold the presses and still meet the deadline. You must work fast.
I must work fast? Why must I work fast, Monsieur le Directeur? On what must I work fast? I thought you was to see me merely for advice.
I have ordered the typing pool to work 24 hours a day to type up the original entries from scratch, but frankly there's little chance of success. This is
culinary sabotage, Pomplemousse. You will find the perpetrator, and God willing, the untampered with master disc, which will enable us to meet the deadline.
But Friday is only 3 days away, and I know nothing about computers. It is a matter for the police.
Oh, the police are the last people to involve. Somebody will drop a hint to somebody else, and before we know it, the reporters will descend on us like vultures. You saw what happened this morning. Our bones will be picked clean, and the credibility of Le Guide forever destroyed.
But 3 days, it is impossible.
If Le Guide goes down, ruination will stare us in the teeth. There will be redundancies, Pomplemousse.
Oh, dear. I can see that.
Money is no object. I have placed the entire resources of Aguide at the disposal of the security officer.
We don't have a security officer.
Congratulations on your appointment.
Thank you.
Is there anything else I can tell you?
Well, you said in your speech that access to the new computer is restricted.
To me and to Madame Grant. Only she and I know the code word, which is changed daily. Good luck, Aristide. The future of Le Guide is in your hands.
Yes, I imagine it is.
And I should be glad if you would remove that ridiculous black bow from the collar of Pomfret. It's as inappropriate as the black beard on the portrait of Hippolyte Duval.
No place like home and a good snack of leftovers. Printer's Day lunch would have been better, but I'm a mere dog, and mine is not the reason why.
Eat quietly. I'm trying to think.
Pardon?
Ah, Detective Sergeant Devereux. Thank you. You know very well you're not meant to be in here. If Madame comes home early, we're both in trouble.
All right, all right.
Ah, Jacques. Aristide here. Yeah. How are you? How's business? Good. No, it's Pomfret eating. Jacques, I need to be an expert on computers. Immediately. Can you put me in touch with somebody suitable for old time's sake? Ah, just a minute, I'll write that down. Oh.
Pomfret! What are you doing gorging yourself in the salon?
Don't blame me, I'm only a dog.
Ah, my little couscous. No, not you. Just a minute, Jacques.
Don't you little couscous me. What are you doing home in the middle of the afternoon? Why and what is Pomfret eating in the salon, which is forbidden, and who are you phoning?
I will explain, but first I have to write down a name and address. Yeah, right, thank you, Jacques. Borel, right? Rue de Renaud. And will you make an appointment for me? Why, it's better coming from you. This afternoon, about 5. Thank you.
What is all this, Aristide?
Monsieur le Directeur is not dead after all.
I told you it was a mistake.
But an emergency has arisen, and I don't know when I'll be home.
Just like the old days.
I'm afraid so, Cherie. In the old days, you used to go and stay with your sister.
It's important, Aristide?
Very important.
And there's no way I can help?
How I wish there was.
Then I shall stay with Agatha and see you when I see you. Since Henri Leclerc is no longer dead, are you going to get out of your black suit?
Well, that is why I came home, Cherie, and, of course, to see you. Now, I must return at once to the office.
Just like the old days. Pardonnez-moi.
No, you can't see Madame Grant. Madame Grant is not and has not been in.
That is unusual, particularly on such an important day.
I suppose so.
When did you last see her, Mademoiselle Nathalie?
Yesterday afternoon. She left early. Said she was going to the hairdresser. Wanted to look her best for today, I suppose. Some hope.
Perhaps she's sick at home.
If she is, she's not answering the phone. Monsieur le Directeur has had me phoning every half hour. I told him I have other things to do in the office, you know.
And very well you do them too, I'm sure. May we talk about Madame Grant a little?
Suppose so.
Now, entering all information and figures in the computer must have put everyone in this department under a huge strain.
Suppose so.
None more than Madame Grant herself, I imagine.
Why not? She's the big white chief, and don't we all know it?
I would never have thought of her as a computer buff.
At first, she wasn't. Well, look at her age. Look at the sort of person she is. I mean, Madame Grant is definitely one of the old school, isn't she?
But she obviously saw the light.
Oh, it didn't come naturally, I can tell you. But she worked at it, be fair. you want to see her overtime sheets? She's been here every night for the last couple of months.
Doing what?
What do you think? Getting on terms with the DB-23.
The what?
You don't know anything, do you? The Poulenc.
Poulenc? Well, like the composer?
The Poulenc DB-23, the new computer. Tell you what.
Mm-hmm.
It's brightened her up no end, and not before time. I came in the other morning and she was singing.
Madame Grant singing? Are you sure?
Tell you something else. Her skirts have been getting shorter.
Oh, there are clearly benefits to computers of which the layman knows nothing. Will you please write down Madame Grant's home address for me?
Suppose so.
Now, the new computer room is kept locked, mademoiselle.
Suppose so, yeah.
But Madame Grant would have a key?
Yeah.
Would it be in her desk there?
How do I know? She keeps her desk drawers firmly locked. Here's the address.
Hmm. You have been most helpful, Natalie. So, you have noticed nothing unusual in the office recently?
Oh, I haven't been working here long enough to know.
Thank you.
And that look he's giving you, stupid, means that if you're not careful, you won't stay long enough to find out.
Pomplemousse from Le Guide to see Borel.
Oh, so this is the sort of place the technocrats live in, Pomfret. Glass and marble and artificial plants.
Give me old smelling carpets every time.
Right, into the lift. Come on. 10th floor.
For an awful moment, I thought we were going to walk.
Borel. Borel. What do you think, Pomfret? Cardigan? Sandals?
Don't ask me, I'm just a dog.
Steel-rimmed spectacles? Weak eyes from staring at the screen all day? Enormous dome of a head with receding hair, which will, of course, need cutting. Dear God, he'll have a big black watch showing the time all round the world, which goes ping at set intervals.
Can't you do go on?
The worst is that he'll be intelligent.
That's bad.
Apartment 45. Which means he won't understand any question as simple as the ones I'm going to have to ask him.
If you say so.
Monsieur Pomplemousse, I'm Martine Borel. Jacques W. told me to expect you. Won't you please come in?
Wrong on every count, patron.
And this must be the famous Pomfret. Jacques told me all about you, too. Hello, Pomfret. Monsieur Pomplemousse?
What?
Oh, come on, patron, snap out of it.
Oh, yes, yes, thank you. Thank you, madame. Mademoiselle?
Is something wrong, Monsieur Pomplemousse?
You've got to be joking, sweetheart.
They obviously didn't tell you.
Gordon Kay was Monsieur Pomplemousse in Black Tuesday, the first episode of Monsieur Pomplemousse Investigates. Trevor Martin was his bloodhound Pomfret. The director of Le Guide was Roger Hammond, and Martine Borel was Geraldine Fitzgerald. Doucette was Shirley Dixon, Glandier, John Rye, and Natalie, Francis Jeter. Monsieur Pomplemousse Investigates by Michael Bond was dramatized in 3 episodes by Alec Rowe and directed by John Tiedemann. This was a Mentorn Radio production for the BBC.